Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
your name. Come on, can we do that right now? Just welcome him, come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, we do, Lord.
We magnify your name.
Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul will make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. Good evening, church family. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just count it an honor, and it is a privilege and a pleasure to be able to worship with you today on Monday, Thursday. We give all glory and honor to God, for truly he is the source of our life. He is our song. He is our strength. And we honor him today. He is the reason why we are living, why we exist, why we breathe, why we move, why we have our being. And so we rolled out the red carpet for him today. Hallelujah. We wave the banners, and we wave the flags just to say, Lord, here we are to welcome you and to honor you and to worship you. We give honor to Elder Farmer and to Elder Minnieweather and to Deacon Gwen and to our mothers and to each of you, our brothers and sisters of Christ, which make up this great body of believers. We're so excited about tonight. Well, I'm excited about tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about tonight because the Lord has some great things in store for us. We are just excited. We are going to move right ahead with our worship experience. Our own Deacon Ray Gwynn will be coming to give us our Monday, Thursday scripture reading, St. John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. Following our scripture reading will be our prayer of exhortation, and then our praise and worship. And following our praise and worship will be our statement of occasion. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Deacon Gwen.
Chapter 13 of St. John. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he would depart out of this world unto the Father. Having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what do thou knowest now, but thou shalt know hereafter? Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thy feet, thou hast to part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Mm-hmm. Jesus said unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. for he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, you are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so am I. If then your Lord and Master have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I have read chapter 13 from St. John, and may the Lord have a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now is the time where we come together to ask God to come in our midst. Prayer of exhortation is to ask God for moving in on our behalf in the atmosphere. So as we go before the Lord, let's just clear our minds and prepare our hearts to bow down before the Lord, our God, our Savior, and worship him and magnify him and have him join us in this praise and worship experience. Dear God, we thank you, oh God. We love you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We bless your holy name, oh God. We come now, God, just first of all, just to come and worship you, oh God, to love you, to say thank you for this beautiful day that our eyes have never seen, oh God. We thank you for the sun, oh God, and for the beautiful skies, oh God, and for the flowers as they begin to spring up for the weather, oh God. We just come now, God, on one accord with everybody in this worship experience, oh God, to give you glory and honor, oh God, for we know that you are our Savior, our keeper, our protector. You are our provider. You are our way out of no way. You are our God. You are the one we look to for when we can't look nowhere else, God. So we thank you, oh God. We come, oh God, just to praise you, oh God, for what you have done, oh God. You've been our healer, oh God. You've been our protector, oh God. So right now, oh God, we open up our mouths to say hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God,
hallelujah,
to give you the highest praise, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We come clapping our hands, oh God,
yes, God,
to just clap our hands, oh God. We open
yes,
up our
oh
mouths to bless you, oh God, to magnify you, oh God,
yes,
to
God,
worship
hallelujah,
you, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. Dear
yes,
God,
Lord,
we thank you for who you
thank
are,
you,
oh God. We worship you, oh God, because you our Savior, oh God. You are our deliverer. You are our comforter.
Yes,
you are
yes,
the King of Kings, oh God. You are our protector, oh God. You are everything that we need, oh God. So we worship you, oh God. We bow down before you, oh God, lifting up holy hands in your presence, oh God. Now, God, we ask you to come into this worship service experience, oh God, and have your way, oh God. Let your presence be felt, oh God. Bring forth, let the word come forth, oh God, to teach us something, oh God. Break up the fertile ground, oh God, so that the seed can be sown, oh God, and that you
yes,
come in and you develop us, oh God. Teach us now, oh God. Thank you,
yes,
God,
God,
for the work that you put in our hands, oh God, so that we can continue to do ministry like Jesus, oh God, and be humanity and to serve others like you've commanded us to do, oh God. So thank you, Lord, for your service, oh God. Thank you for teaching us how to be servants to you, oh God, and to the people, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God. We love you, oh
thank
God,
you,
and we adore you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let me hear you say bless. Say bless. Yeah.
What you say now? What you say now? What you say now? In the city, in the field. What you say now? What you say now?
Come on, say.
Magnify him now. Give him some glory. Come on, just open your voice, open your mouth and magnify him. Oh yeah, he's worthy. He's the great I am. Come on, somebody, come on. Oh yes, he is. He's the Holy One. Lord bless you. He is the King of Kings. The great I am. He's the Holy One. He is the King of Kings. Come on. Oh, he is. He's the great I am. He's the Holy One. Prince of Peace, yes he is. Oh, 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 he is the Lord of Lords. Oh yeah, he is the great I am. Yeah, he is the Prince of Peace, yes he is.
The Lord of Lords, he's the great.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed. And every praise belongs to God because he is the Holy One. Woo! I don't know about you, but that got my spirit stirred up. Yes, 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 yes. I've been praising the Lord all day long, and it has been that song right there because he is a Holy One. Hallelujah. Thank you to Deacon Gwen, amen, for our scripture reading, and to Sister Kamisha for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. We're now making ready for our statement of occasion by Sister Yolanda Mays. Following that will be our welcome by Mother Carolyn Mays. And following that welcome will be a hymn of praise coming from Deaconess Cassandra Robinson. Amen. Sister Yolanda Mays.
Good evening. So what is Maundy Thursday? Good Friday, we all know, and Easter most certainly we're familiar with. But what is Maundy Thursday? Maundy Thursday is the Thursday before Easter, believed to be the day when Jesus celebrated his final Passover with his disciples. Most notably, that Passover meal was when Jesus washed the feet of his disciples in an extraordinary display of humility. He then commanded them to do the same for each other. Well, what does Maundy Thursday mean? Christ's mandate is commemorated on Maundy Thursday. Maundy being a shortened form of mandatum, Latin, which means command. It was on the Thursday of Christ's final week before being crucified and resurrected that he said this commandment to his disciples. Jesus and his disciples had just shared what was known as the Last Supper, and he was washing their feet when he stated, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another." John 13:34. Well, why are we here, you might ask? Well, many churches observe Maundy Thursday with a communion service and a foot washing ceremony. These traditions help Christians reflect on the sacrifice of Jesus and his commandment for us to love and serve others. Jesus sacrificially met his followers' deepest need, that of new spiritual life and the forgiveness of sins. He even loved his enemies, and he calls us to show love to those who don't appear to deserve it. Just as Jesus loved sinners to the end when he had nothing to gain from them, so must we. The Bible says that there was nothing attractive about sinful mankind that drew him to love us. God loved us while we were yet sinners, Romans 5:8. So this day is a reminder for us to love each other and to serve others. This day also gives us a deeper look at the Last Supper between Jesus and his disciples. Remembering this day of Holy Week gives us believers the chance to walk with Jesus in his final days and hours. It is a powerful recognition of Jesus' commands to love others by foot washing and to remember him through the taking of bread and wine. So what we learn from celebrating Maundy Thursday is that truly to be a follower of Jesus means that we are to love others because he first loved us. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. On behalf of Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church family, we would like to welcome each of you to join us as we celebrate Maundy Thursday worship service. Thank you for calling and taking the time to worship with us. May you find the renewal of hope, health, love, and the Spirit of God. I pray that you all have a safe and joyous Easter weekend. And may God continue to bless and keep you.
Hello?
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you Whoa! tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they hung him on the cross? Were you there when they hung him on the cross? It causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you
Yolanda Mays, for letting us know why we are here tonight to celebrate Maundy Thursday. And Mother Mays, for that very fervent welcome. I don't know about you, but I feel welcome. Welcome to praise the Lord and welcome to give him glory and honor. We want to just say that in honor of Maundy Thursday, we, the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, today, we gave out 210 pair of socks to our houseless brothers and sisters. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, and we covered the the feet of his people today, because we are unable to come together to physically wash each other's feet, we still showed love and kindness to our brothers and sisters. At this time, we're making ready now to hear from our own Elder Kathy Manyweather and Elder Dante Farmer. They're coming in their own way after they have given us their message for tonight, their word tonight. Elder Manyweather, her word is humility. Elder Farmer, his word is servanthood. Following their message, we will have a hymn of worship by Deaconess Thelma Harris, and then I will be back to administer the Lord's Supper. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. Elders,
preach
what God
has given
you to given. Preach.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. I bring you greetings, my brothers and sisters, on this wonderful and solemn occasion. We tonight will be in the presence of the Lord. We will be talking about the act of foot washing, and I will get the honor of focusing on humility. Lord God, I pray that you will now use me, that you will take my heart and my mind and my mouth, and that you will use me to your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. I want to thank Deacon Gwen and Sister Mays for having taken me to, they set the scene for us. We are now in the upper room. Hallelujah. We know that we are coming from the book of John, chapter 13, and I need you to use your mind. I need you to see within yourself. You are there observing the upper room. It is a time of Passover, and Jesus has gathered with his disciples, his 12 disciples there, and he's there. They are there, and they're eating, and they are breaking the bread together. And at the end of the meal, before this happens, there should have only been, pray with me, there should have only been 13 in that room. And that was Jesus, his 12, Jesus and the 12 disciples. But during the course of this meal, there was another one that came in. And that one was the spirit of the devil himself. And that is given to us in verse 2, the supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus. So somebody else comes into this room. They've had a good time, and they've had a breaking of bread. But when it's something about Jesus, when he is a part of something, he picks up when the enemy comes in. So he gets to work. He gets to going, and he gets to moving. And one of the reasons that we find that Jesus is going to wash their feet is because he knows his time is now spent with them. He's about to leave them, and he's about to go back to the Father. Verse 1 says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of the world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. And this is humility in itself. He loved them to the end, even though he realized who was at that table with him. Jesus kept that door open so that even Judas would have an opportunity to come into the truth. And so we see tonight that Jesus is preparing his disciples for a road up ahead without him. And before we go there, I just want to hop back over to chapter 12. Chapter 12 tells us that Jesus, this is where his feet are anointed. The alabaster box is opened, and his feet are anointed. Then we come forward to chapter 13. Our feet, because we are in this world, sometimes there is tainting of this life that we live. So Jesus has already saved us. That's what he is telling his disciples as he is beginning to wash their feet. He gets up from the table. He takes off his upper garments. He ties around him a towel, and he gets a basin, and he pours water in it, and he begins, before he washes his feet, he takes on the role of a servant. This job was generally given to the lower-ranking servants in a household. When guests came in, the servant would come and get the basin and begin to wash their feet because they walked everywhere they went. And so here in the upper room, we are not told beforehand that their feet are washed, but Jesus, he gets up. He takes the role of the servant, and he takes the role of humility. See, this is what we have to learn how to do. We got to learn how to humble ourselves on the act of doing what we normally would not do. Even though we might have titles and we may have gifts and all these things, we all have to learn and take the example of Jesus Christ as being humility. And I wanted to share with you what humility is. Humility is a modest or low view of one's own importance. A low view of one's own importance. We know that in this scripture, as Deacon Gwen read to us, Jesus said to them in verse 14, "You call me Lord and Master. You call me that. And you are right in doing that." But tonight he is showing us that even as Lord and Master, he can lay down that title so that he can show his disciples that they too must be washed. Why were they washed? They were washed for one reason, because he loved them and he was about to lead them in this big bad world, this world that you and I live in. And while we are in this world, there comes a time that we are saved. Yes, we are. Jesus tells us, if you read that whole, go back over what Deacon Gwen has read to us tonight from verses 1 through 17, Jesus has already saved them. They are sealed with the word of God. We have been saved by the blood of the Lamb. We have been washed, but we live in a world that is full of sin, and we haven't arrived yet. So as we go through this world, we pick up things, whether it might be a lie or it might be jealousy, it might be gossip. These are the things that have to be washed from our feet. So we get to Jesus as he's washed his way all around. And I want you to know that at that table, Judas's feet is washed as well. Judas has sat there, he's eaten with them, he's had supper with them, and something happens to his heart. His heart is sealed to do a whole different agenda than whatever else is going on in that room. So, but Jesus recognizes this, and so he washes all the way around until he gets to Peter. And Peter says to him, then the word says in verse 6, "Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." The things that the Lord has called us to do, sometimes we may not understand it, but humility comes in when we forget about who we are and accept what God is telling us to do. We have to humble ourselves, think less of ourselves, and take on that role of humility and allow Jesus to use us as he wanted to wash Peter. So he wants to wash us so that we can be clean to do and continue on our fellowship. Because verse 8 says, "Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus answering him said, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Peter is a lot like some of us. We have a thought process of what we think is going on. So he comes back again saying, not now. At first, you're not going to wash my feet. Now he's saying, not only my feet, but my hands and my head. But Jesus, in his loving humility, says to him, "Simon Peter," he said, Jesus said unto him, he that is washed needeth not save his feet, but is clean everywhere. You are clean, but not all. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, I bring you the message that even in a church setting, when we're eating, when we're fellowshipping, there may come a time where not everybody in there is a part of what the whole plan is and the whole purpose is of our gathering, even maybe on this line. But to you I say that the humility of Jesus Christ, that door of fellowship is still open. He is still asking us to allow him to wash, to be washed our feet. Everything else is already clean. We are clean through the word of God. We are clean now in this day and age because we have accepted Christ Jesus. We are clean through the blood of the Lamb. He has washed us and he has made us whiter than snow. But as we live from day to day in this world, we pick up things, as I said, that will cause us to not lose our salvation, but it breaks fellowship with Christ. And we don't want anything to break fellowship with Christ. So therefore, we have to humble ourselves and ask for forgiveness. And this is what Peter is doing when he gets to that point where he thinks he understands, even though Christ has already told him, you don't understand what I'm doing now, but you will down the road. He says, wash my hands, wash my head. And so Jesus tells him again, he that is washed, we only need to wash your feet, Peter. That's all I need to do. The rest of you are clean, but not everybody at this table is clean. For he knew who should betray him, verse 11 says, therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garment, he puts his garment back on and he sits down again. He says, do you know? He begins to ask them. He wants to make sure they understand. This is a spiritual act. When it comes to the washing of feet, it has to do with the spiritual walk through here. Feet has to do with our walk in Christ Jesus. We want to keep our feet clean. We want to be able to be used by God. We want not only, as Peter said, our head and our hands, but we want our feet to be clean. Jesus says in verse 13, he called me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so am I. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Then he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Jesus has fulfilled his purpose here on earth. He has humbled himself. He humbled himself. He gave up lordship. He came down and he became a lowly servant to walk among men, to understand our suffering, to understand the things that we would go through. He humbled himself and he showed us that though I am Lord, I can get down and I can wash the dirt from your feet. Why? Because I want to be in constant communication with you. I want to be in constant fellowship with you. If you know these things, he says to them, happy are you. And if we know how to wash, what does that mean for us in 2021 to wash one another's feet? We heard the pastor say earlier they've given out socks, but because we can't go and wash physically the feet. This is how we wash our feet, in the feet of our brothers and sisters in 2021. If we see our brothers overtaken in a fault, ye who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself. And because you have to know that you, just because you've been in the Lord and in the church for years and years and years, does not mean that there might be something down the road that you might be tempted to do and fall off into. So today, my brothers and sisters, I pray that you have heard that true humility comes when we surrender and help one another in 2021. This is how we can wash feet. We give socks to the poor, but we also, if we see a brother that has been overtaken in a fault, don't bash him over the head. Don't beat her over the head. Don't talk about her. Don't slander her. Don't throw their name into the wind and act like you're innocent. But instead, humble yourselves the way that Jesus would do and go. Go to them gently. Jesus said, "For I am meek and lowly." If we can go and restore somebody to fellowship with Jesus Christ, oh, what a foot washing that would be. Hallelujah. So tonight I say to you in the presence of the Lord, may we learn how to be humble as Jesus Christ has shown us here in the upper room. Thank God and amen. Pastor.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Father, thank you for allowing us to see through your word what humility is, oh, Heavenly Father. Thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for showing us through your word what Maundy Thursday is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, may you guide me right now, oh, Heavenly Father, to show what servanthood is through humility, oh, Heavenly Father. Guide me, have your way with me. Dig deep, oh Heavenly Father, and reach inside of me the deep riches, oh Heavenly Father, that you have bestowed so that they may be poured out. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I will be teaching on servanthood from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. For what does servanthood mean? Now, we see through the scriptures in the upper room that Elder Manyweather definitely capitalized on humility, but through his actions, through Jesus' actions, not just him being humble, knowing that he is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, but through his action of service, has given us an example on how our Lord came to serve and how we are to follow that same example of service to others. Paul gets deep in chapter 12 when he talks about marks of a true Christian, but when we're talking about servanthood, we're not talking about just individuality or of a separate, even though that the body is many members. But we are all one in Christ Jesus. In servanthood, just like in a relationship, that means that there's commitment. We are in service of the Lord, the one who commissioned us by the blood that he shed in order for us not to be separated. So what do we learn from servanthood? Paul tells us, he says, beginning with the 9th verse, let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, but be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In these words of Paul, Paul had an example to go by on what it meant to be of a service to others. Elder Manyweather taught us what humility means, but through the act of service, That's when we show who we are truly in service of. We are not in service of ourselves, but we are in service of others in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. He's given us as an example, even in this day and time, on Maundy Thursday, so many generations and centuries ago. Even in the midst of him being of service to others, he knew that there was a devil in the house, but through act of service, because of love, he didn't allow the devil to win. That's what Christ is calling us to. When he was given up an example of himself, when he took the form of a lowly servant, the one that was despised upon, the one that sits in the back of the classroom, the one that might have, holes in their shoes or, don't have no socks on and they're just running around and they're just looking like, do they have anywhere to go? Well, who is this person? But lowly and behold, by our act of service and true kinsmanship in the Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, we could be entertaining angels unaware. Servanthood is a character trait. It isn't something that you just say. It isn't about titles, but it's about how one conducts and lives their life. Not according to the world, but according to the Spirit of the Lord through his written word that empowers us. Even when times change and different situations might come up, God's word remains the same. And if we're in service of the Lord, we have to be committed to servanthood. That's the act of the church. To bear witness as an agent on what servitude means to the world. He said that we are a light to the world. But we have to first know what it means to serve. And Elder Manyweather made it plain and simple. We have to humble ourselves. And so sometimes, everybody just wants to go straight, from here to CEO all of a sudden, but you have to learn how to serve first. Some people miss that point that the server, the one that cleans. When you wash yourself and things is clean, it keeps some things becoming polluted. That's what Jesus did. He's given us an example on what it means to serve. And when we serve in spirit and in truth, we are washed anew because of the Spirit of the Lord. The applications for servanthood today is plain and simple through the scriptures. Christ mandated it. As I've done to you, do unto others. By the way you love one another, all will know that you are my disciple. When people see God's people, they will know those are servants of the Lord. And not because of going out and dressing up and going inside buildings and preaching big words and running around in different groups, but it's because of our love and passion that we have for the Lord. He has given us gifts in order to go out and serve. Not everyone has the same gift, but we all have the same purpose. And in order to properly serve, we have to be humble like the Lord. Servanthood isn't predicated on if things look good, if things feel good. Servanthood is to the death. That means that this is what I believe and this is what I'm going to ride with. I'm going to stay firm. I'm going to wait on my Lord. I'm in service of him, however that might be, big or small. God is saying, just humble yourselves and serve. Think about the interests of others and not our own interest. Christ humbled himself to the point of obedience to even death on a cross in order for us not to have to. That was his service to us. And our service to him is to glorify him by how we bear witness, by how we love us. Times that we find ourselves in, Paul makes it clear in the word. Christ made it perfectly clear that there's going to be tribulations. This ain't going to be easy. But those who know me, those who serve me, they will know how to live for me. Christ isn't calling us to be fearful servants. Calling on us to be ambassadors. He's calling on us to be foot soldiers. He's calling on us to stand firm on what it is that we believe. You can't serve two masters. But for those who belong to Christ, Christ knows his own. The service. When we pour out of ourselves the way that Christ Jesus poured out his life for us. Amen. And thank you, Pastor. I just pour to you.
Since I gave to Jesus my poor broken heart, he never has left me all alone.
Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. As we prepare now to commune together, we thank Elder Manyweather for that word on humility,
mm-hmm.
knowing that we must surrender ourselves to God, and that we must humbly help each other, one another. We must be gentle. And we must have a modest view of our own importance. And to Elder Farmer on his word, servanthood, it's not always what we say that counts, but what we do.
Yes.
And we learned tonight that we've got to be doers of the word, and we must do it humbly. And then Deaconess Thelma Harris reminded us that as we go to do the Lord's will, he will never leave us alone. Thank you so much for that. Let us now pray that we may commune together. Gracious Father, we thank you for your word on today that has come and has washed us thoroughly. Your word has washed our mind, our hearts, our hands, our feet. God, we thank you for your word today, for your word is life building. And now, God, as we come to commune together, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins. Search our heart, O God, and everything that you find in us, O God, that was not like you. We ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would remove it, Father, and take it away from us, that we may live a life that gives you glory, that gives you honor, that gives you praise. We love you, Father, and we appreciate you, O God, for what you're doing in our lives, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As our story reads in St. John, Jesus was in the upper room and he was giving the Last Supper to the disciples. When we read in 1 Corinthians, the Bible says he took the bread, he blessed the bread, and he told them, as often as you do this, you show forth my remembrance, that you commemorate my death, my burial, my resurrection. And we celebrate him because of his ascension and his soon to return. So tonight, as we celebrate Maundy Thursday, this cracker, this wafer that you hold in your hand, it represents the body of our Christ that was on that cross on Good Friday. Take now and eat. In like manner, Jesus took the cup. And he blessed the cup. And he told them that this cup, it represents the blood, which I will shed for you. And not only for you, but for all of those who have not seen me, but believe. This blood, it still works today.
All right.
It's good for the healing of the nation. This blood, take now and drink. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We praise God for our Maundy Thursday service. We want to remind you that on tomorrow night, we will be here at 7 o'clock p.m. for the last seven sayings of Christ on the cross. Please invite someone to come and worship with us. Please tell someone that we are praising the Lord on this Maundy Thursday. So on this Holy Week, amen, on this Holy Week. And so we're just truly grateful, thankful to all of you. Let us now receive our benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to prevent and to present us all wise God, be dominion, power, glory, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Heaven. might find in a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. And he won't let you down. And I know got to walk on through temptation, yeah, yeah, 'cause his love and his wisdom will be a helping hand, and I know the truth. But Jesus, he loves, yes. Woo. He won't let you down. Now I know he loves. Deep down in my soul, oh, Jesus. And I know, he's mine. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Forever. Oh, in my heart, help me. Call it.